What's up, sunshine? Happy Monday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, starting the week off with 10 minutes of news where we give you the what, letting you decide what to think. I hope you had an awesome weekend, which is actually where we start, because Saturday was International Women's Day, celebrated globally every year on March 8th. The holiday recognizes the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women while at the same time promoting gender equality around the world. In honor of International Women's Day, we are highlighting women past and present advancing the cause. That brings us to an inspirational figure in women's history, Ann Lowe, a trailblazing black fashion designer born in Clayton, Alabama around 1898.
Here she is appearing on CBS Mike Douglas show in 1964.
She learned to sew at just 5 years old because her mom and grandma were dressmakers. That family inspiration is where a long career in fashion was born. She faced challenges in the industry, including being paid less than white designers for the same work. But she quieted the noise, persevered, and in the 1950s, she would open her own fashion house, Ann Lowe Inc. Her designs took off. She became a coveted designer by the super wealthy and influential. She was asked to design the ivory silk taffeta wedding dress worn by Jackie Kennedy in 1953. Miss Lowe was named Couturier of the Year in 1961. Known for her signature handmade floral elements, her bold designs became iconic pieces of American history. She passed away in 1981 at the age of 82, but her legacy lives on. Her gowns are on display in the Museum of American History and the Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. And back to present day, across the world in India, where a group of women there are breaking barriers in gender norms through a program that trains women to operate agricultural drones. Our Allison Chinchar shows us how the novel program is giving women a path to earn their own income and greater independence.
Hundreds of women in rural India are leaving the home for a high-tech job helping farmers. Last year, Rupinder Kaur joined an Indian government program called Namo Drone Didi, or Drone Sisters, created to teach women how to use drones for agricultural work, like spraying pesticides. Kaur has been leaving her home several times a week to participate. She says the program empowers women like her and provides income for her family.
It is a big thing for us that we are flying drones. It's not a very easy job for any common man, but especially for women who are used to staying at home. Even coming out of the home is believed to be a big deal. We are doing this work and getting respect from society because of it. We are being respected by our families as well and earning good money too.
Farmers like Sanjeev Kumar say the drones provide many benefits. It requires less labor and resources and improves safety for workers.
The drone is saving us a lot of time. We don't need to go around looking for water. The situation in our village is that we don't have a good electricity supply, so we're required to collect water and store it. Secondly, we also cannot hire laborers very easily. Thirdly, it saves us from the dangers of snakes and scorpions. Once we used it, we understood that we can do a lot of work without all these problems.
The Drone Sisters program aims to provide almost 15,000 women-led groups across India with access to industrial-grade drones. Agricultural drone makers at Wow Go Green are providing courses to help with the initiative to empower rural women.
Drone is helping them and giving them respect in the society. Earning the fame that yes, women can do anything. They can be at home, they can be in kitchen, but also in the farm and earn the money.
10-second trivia. Who was the only U.S. president to witness a live NASA shuttle launch in person? John F. Kennedy, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, or Barack Obama? Answer is President Bill Clinton, who along with his wife Hillary watched Mercury astronaut John Glenn return to space in 1998 from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In its goal to transform space travel, private company SpaceX is experiencing some of the trials of pioneering space engineering. The company's eighth test flight of its Starship spacecraft experienced a failure that caused the upper portion of the launch system to lose engine power and eventually explode. The uncrewed Starship mission lifted off from SpaceX's facility in South Texas, with the spacecraft riding on top of a massive Super Heavy rocket booster. The rocket booster and Starship separated as planned, but in less than 10 minutes into the flight, the engines cut out and the ship began to fall before SpaceX lost contact with it. SpaceX hasn't confirmed exactly where the vehicle exploded, but the falling space debris was visible from parts of Florida and over the Caribbean, disrupting air traffic in the region. This is the second consecutive launch failure of the vehicle, only 7 weeks after an explosion ended Starship's seventh test flight, a mishap that was still under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. CNN's Pete Muntean shows us the impact of the failed launch and what a second FAA investigation into another test flight might look like.
It looks like we are losing attitude control of the ship.
The investigation is just beginning into why the uncrewed SpaceX Starship spun out of control Thursday, raining fiery debris down on the Caribbean, a near repeat of the previous Starship test flight 7 weeks ago, streamed live.
We did see the ship start to go into a spin, and at this point we have lost contact with the ship.
Starship's booster successfully returned to the launch pad, caught by the so-called chopsticks, but the out-of-control upper stage burned up in the Earth's atmosphere, creating brilliant streaks of light, but also a risk to commercial flights. The path of concern ran east from the Starbase launch pad in South Texas, triggering the Federal Aviation Administration to briefly halt flights to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, and Miami due to space launch debris and causing other flights to delay or divert.
On American 923, we just had the rocket launch and it blew up. If you guys are close to the debris and need to deviate, let us know. If you're just seeing it, that's okay.
They've stopped everything, so I don't know how long the delay is going to be for you.
It is the latest mishap for SpaceX that has caused problems on the ground. The last launch of Starship on January 16th ended in much the same way, with debris ultimately washing up on shore in Turks and Caicos. Now the Federal Aviation Administration, which oversees private space launches, is mandating SpaceX conduct another mishap investigation for the second time this year.
A lot of questions now are going to be asked, you know, did the FAA do a thorough enough investigation into Flight Test 7 before Test Flight 8?
Posting on X, Elon Musk called the explosion a minor setback. Progress is measured by time, Musk said, responding to a user. The next chip will be ready in 4 to 6 weeks.
The FAA's job is not really to make SpaceX successful. Their job is to make sure that nobody gets hurt.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a flaming hot snack worth a fortune. This flaming hot Cheeto, with an uncanny resemblance to the flaming dragon Pokemon Charizard, fetched a hefty sum at auction. We're talking $87,840 from an anonymous buyer. Auction company Golden says the 3-inch long Cheetozard was discovered and preserved sometime between 2018 and 2022 before gaining social media popularity last year. The winged Cheeto with a tail came on its very own customized Pokemon card, displayed in a clear card box, hopefully deterring anyone tempted to sneak a bite of the pricey snack. Makes you wonder, how does a Cheeto get like that in the first place, and why would someone spend so much for it? We may never know. All right, it is shout out time. The highlight of our show, you. We are sending some love to Miss Harper's first period science class at Grant Middle School in Marion, Ohio. Thank you for watching us and starting your day with us. That is all we have time for now. We will be right back here with you tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.